Listeners, you're listening to the Fluent Mind English Language Learning Podcast. We are a content-based learning podcast, and I'm here with my co-host, Jack. Today, we're going to be talking about, is Halloween dead? And my name is Sochal, by the way. Jack, what do you think? Is Halloween dead?
That's a really good question. I think in America, it's very much, it has changed a lot. And I think there's just a lot of like political reasons, cultural reasons,
Economic is like,
economic
but it
reasons.
all is tied together, right? But yeah.
It's like it's a snowball. Everything affects everything else, because buying a costume for a kid is, if you don't have a lot of extra money at this time, when the government is like cutting a lot of benefits for people, like SNAP is a food assistance program that just got canceled, and Medicaid, which is and Medicare as well, or sorry, health insurance is getting really much more expensive, and then we've got inflation in America because of the tariffs. And you put all those three together, it's like buying candy, buying costumes, or saving your money to pay for your health care and just enough food to eat so you're not hungry. That's gonna really, I mean, where are you gonna trim the fat, You're gonna go for like the extra, the bonus things like Halloween, Just don't celebrate it. Turn your light off and shut your door and don't answer your door,
I think one of the biggest things too is that like time is money. It gets so real. Like everyone's working extra hours and two jobs or three jobs to make ends meet. And that kind of kills the spirit because who has time to decorate? Who has time to go out to the store and buy candy? Can you afford to go out to the store and buy candy for trick-or-treaters? Like you said, can you afford to either buy a costume or even make a costume secondhand? You still have to buy all the materials and then you have to spend extra time making it. So
Right. And if you have
that's
two jobs, forget that, I'm
yeah, you
not going to do
definitely don't
that.
have. That's like the thing between a few extra hours of sleep so you can perform better at your shift and not get fired, or making a Halloween costume for your kid so you can put food on the table. Who's winning, you know? So I think that's a big killer. Another thing is trunk or treat is apparently a thing.
Trunk or
And
treat.
that.
Yeah. And that's like, for our listeners out there that aren't familiar with the word trunk. Trunk means like a car trunk or a car boot, like British style. They say boot.
So for the trunk of your car, like people just bring candy and I guess they all park around in a parking lot and bring their kids and everyone just walks around. The point is that so you can watch your kids. So I don't know why people don't realize that you can just go trick-or-treating with your kids. My parents didn't really do that because we lived in a super family-centric, tight-knit neighborhood that was like upper middle class, really. So you could just send your kids anywhere pretty much. It was safe. Because there's kids and parents all over and neighbors that all know you, so it was pretty safe. But I would totally understand in urban areas, or just like it's just such a representation of how disconnected we've become within our communities. We don't know, you don't know your neighbors anymore.
I mean,
You might know who lives next to you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree with you 100%. We live in this and half the country is angry with the other half of the country because of for political reasons.
For good
So,
reasons,
and then we've got hundreds of millions of guns in the country, and then you've got racism, and you've
Showed
got
by
all
the
these.
wrong door. Sorry,
You've
go
got
ahead. I
school
just want
shootings. You've got we've
gun
got all this.
violence.
Yes, and so. It's sending your kids out to knock on a stranger's door wearing a scary costume is objectively insane. Like that,
That's dangerous.
I would not let my kid do that. No, I just, yeah. I mean, I guess, she does go trick-or-treating. Now that I think about it, my daughter, I think, does go trick-or-treating in like a wealthy neighborhood in Florida or something, but it's under the guidance, like supervision of the school and everything. So it's very much like expected that people are going to come up to your do kids are going to come up to your door and knock. But in other like middle class neighborhoods, it's just not the same country that it was 40 years ago when I was in the
No.
1980s when I grew up.
Middle class used to mean like.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Affluent enough to get by, and now middle class just affluent, like extra money, having extra money, and now middle class means scraping by paycheck to paycheck, I think.
Yeah, if you're just paycheck to paycheck, they still would put you in the middle class, but it's just that everything's shifted down, you know, except for the top 1% has gone way up. You know, the top 10% has done extremely well in the last 40 years, and the middle class has done extremely poorly in the last 40 years. And that's just a fact. Like, you can't even argue with the economics. There's graph after graph showing the same thing. So I think, you know, when economic insecurity becomes the norm, then little holidays like Valentine's Day and Halloween and those kind of little places where you might have spent like $50 or something, or $40 extra, you're just not going to do it. You're going to save the money.
So, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
But then everything gets a little bit blander and more boring in life.
Matter.
Yeah, it's just all those little fun little things that you used to enjoy about your country, they just go away, you know. And
the culture is disappearing.
Yeah, it does. It really does feel like it. Like, I'm sure social media probably has, and phones have some responsibility with that too, but I just think, like, mostly it's just economics, you know.
Well, it's just economics, because think of, like, I grew up at a time when we all had cell phones by that time.
Yeah.
And we still all went out and trick-or-treated.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's free candy. You can't eat candy through your cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Kids love to hang out. It doesn't matter if we have social media and stuff. It's like a way to add a friend that can't come or something. But it's not like we didn't want to hang out with each other and get dressed up and go, you know, it just was it wasn't a thing. Like, we all wanted to go out and trick-or-treating. And it's still a thing. But again, I really do think the economics, like, even homeowners, like, who owns homes now?
Right. If you're renting, and I just think all the little things that used to do, like Netflix and Disney Plus and stuff, people are going to start canceling those things. People are going to start, you know, stop buying Halloween candy. They're going to stop buying costumes. They're going to stop going out, you know, just enough just to get by, you know. And that's I think that's, it's like Halloween is kind of like a bellwether for those kinds of things. Like, Halloween and Valentine's Day and those things are like a bellwether that just kind of show like a kind of like a warning sign for economic problems, you know. And I think this Halloween, I guarantee it was probably down a lot as far as like buying Halloween candy, things like that, you know, costumes. I'm sure it was, we'll find out, you know, in the newspaper in the next week or so. But that's my guess, is that people are spending a lot less on those kinds of things. And the middle class is the one that, you know, is the largest group of people are in the middle class. And so, or is in the middle class. So that means they're spending the most on those kinds of things, right? And so when the middle class is suffering, then everything kind of gets dragged down, you know? I don't know. Do you have any last words about this, or?
You know, listeners, let us know how maybe your fall cultures, like Mid-Autumn Festival in China, Dia de los Muertos in Mexico and maybe other Latin American countries, how are those being affected by kind of the global shift? We're curious to know. Leave a comment down below. Shoot us a message. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we'd love to. And we're still using AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com is our email address. And you can catch us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So, yeah, have a great happy Halloween. I hope you had a happy Halloween wherever you are. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.